You have to have security equipment, two-way radio sets, closed circuit televisions, cameras, in every corridor, doorway, in food storage areas, liquor storage areas, in even in your pantries, smoke detectors and fire alarms. They are a requirement. Fourth pillar is a minor requirement of every hotel. Although we mention safety and security in one breath, and despite the interrelationship between them, safety and security represent two different subjects, security issues. Which is safety and which is security. Security issues. Security issues encompasses areas as security of the property itself, security of companies, assets, guests, employees, customers, personal belongings, valuables, life security, lifeguards for swimming pools, personal security, all that is encompassed in security. So let's get to a very important subject, is employment and training of security personnel. You know, security is one of the most valued aspect of every hotel. It is one of the most required, regardless of its size. And every employee has to be trained for security purposes. The training of staff, the security personnel to handle guests also is very important. You have to have your supervision and control over security. Most important aspect. And you always have to do safety drills. I mean, you constantly need to do your drills. If we take a hotel as an example, so safety comes in what areas? The structure itself, installation and the fixtures, your plumbing, air conditioning and this, nothing should blast. Nothing should, yes, public and work hazards, slippery fall as it is objectives in traffic area, safety of furniture, equipment, utensils, appliances, health safety, non-toxic chemicals are used, good quality air in the hotel, it's not that you're spreading germs across the hotel. So your equipments, your regular repairs, your air conditioning systems, your air purifying systems if you have any, your food safety, how's the food being prepared, spoilages, leakages, your kitchen safety procedures, checking and control procedures, accidental prevention, fire safety, loss prevention. Now, accident prevention. Hotel is a place and an accident can happen at any point in any place. A little damp floor can make it slippery and a person can slip and fall and create an accident. If proper signages are not kept while cleaning floors floors always creates an accident situation. So you have to be very clear on this. Alert, common sense has to be used. Take an example of a kitchen. Kitchen is always a danger zone. Your kitchen involves using a fire. So you have to have your first aid kits everywhere. People use knives. People can cut themselves. Accidents happen everywhere. First aid kits are required. Proper equipment is being used. There's proper storage of equipment. Your gas connections are proper. There's no leakage. Your flooring is proper. There's spillage. It's cleaned at all points of time. Attire is proper. There's good lighting, ventilation. And obviously, firefighting is a very important aspect, so you need your firefighting equipment in place. In kitchens, you can't have a smoke alarm. If you put a smoke alarm in a kitchen, it'll keep coming off. So in kitchens, you got to be ensured that your chimneys are properly cleaned. They don't create a fire hazard. They also do because grease settles, grease traps. There's grease everywhere in kitchens. So kitchens become very accident prone. Cutting of one's finger is bound to happen in a kitchen at any given point of time. Because with all the chopping and all the cutting, there will be a mistake happen, it will happen. So you have to have your first aid kits also in place, kitchens, especially in kitchens. In restaurants, you look at a restaurant, your entry and exit doors have to be properly marked. You need to have enough aisle space for movement so that, you know, somebody while serving food doesn't fall, overloading of trays don't happen, it can fall anytime. Good flooring is to be there, proper attire obviously, because proper attire is one of the most, most important aspect. Training of, you have to have trained personnel everywhere. And you have to have a certain workflow plan in place so that accidents don't happen. You can avoid accidents as much as possible. You have to create a safe working environment. It's not that, a person is squeezing through different tables. So, enough space between tables so that service can happen. Unnecessary bumping into people won't happen. So, that is very important. Health and safety, your responsibility. It's your responsibility. All accidents work are costly, both for the injured person and for the person, for the company. You will have hospital expenses, insurance, loss of work, loss of personnel, finding another replacement in for the time period. You need to get temporary employees. All those unnecessary things. So there's always a stress, a prevention rather than cure. Person not breathing in good air will fall sick. You have to make sure that you prevent rather than cure. Guidelines for accident prevention. To prevent falls, clean up spillage immediately, any spillage which happens. Pick up anything that falls on the floor. Your shoes, your attire. Your shoes have to be very sensible. You have to have non-slip footwear. You can never run wearing slip footwear. Things should not be lying on the floor in the kitchen, pots, pan lying on the floor, and somebody doesn't see it falls on it. Unnecessary, doors are left open, trolleys on the way. That should not happen. Obstacles on the staircase should not happen. For a fire plans are very essential in the hospitality industry. Hospitality industry, you have to be prepared for fire at any point of time. Because you deal with a lot of electric portions, you deal with gas being used in the kitchens. So fire can happen from anywhere. And your customers which are using your hotel rooms are not the ones who built it. They don't use the same equipment every day. So your guidelines are, you have to be familiar with the layout of the premises completely. In a hotel room, normally a fire plan is put behind the door or of a guest check-in. In case of fire, evacuation plan is always put on there. So, as an employee of a hotel and a manager of a hotel, you have to be familiar with your entire layout premises. As an employee, you have, especially the immediate area where you're working, you have to be aware of your emergency exit routes, your fire escape routes. You should know where, what type of extinguisher is stored, what is the location for it, then what type of extinguisher to use when. Fire involves solid material, paper, wood, textile, water type fire extinguisher. If the fire happens through electric, what is the type of CO2 extinguisher, what do you use? Fire requires oil, fat, paint, etc. You use dry powder type fire extinguisher and fire blankets. Fire involving electric hazard, use CO2 type fire extinguisher. Become familiar with the location of the warning system, your fire alarms. Become familiar with what to do in case of event of a fire. And practice drills. Every hotel should have at least one drill every couple of months, minimum. So the drills can be practiced by the staff. They know what to do. Fire triangle, there's fuel, oxygen, heat, fire prevention. What do you do in case of fire? Raise the alarm, the fire alarm, call for help, close all windows and doors of the hotel. Why do you do that? So you prevent, one is oxygen from coming in. You evacuate the building. You switch off the power. Never use a lift during a fire. Switch off the power everywhere. Because, you know, the electric wiring within the hotel can spread the fire very quickly towards all areas of the hotel. Attack the blaze with the appropriate fire extinguisher. That you should do only in case of no immediate personal risk, because normally you'll call in the fire brigade and the government departments to do that for you. But in case of a small fire, you can prevent it from moving across. You should be doing that. Attend fire drills regularly and do regular fire drills. Very, very important. Not only strongly recommended, this is one of the most important things. Now, guidelines to prevent burns and scalds. When you're handling hot liquids, use thick cloth so you don't burn yourself. When carrying heavy trays, you carry them from the side with both hands. Stand back when pouring hot liquids so that it doesn't pour off. Prevent chemical burns. Use proper chemicals which don't burn you. Use preventive things like wearing gloves. How do you preventing electric hazards? For electric hazards, you should know where the cutoff switch is. So if there's a short circuit in one room, it doesn't spread across to other rooms. You should know where the cutoff switch is so that the short circuit doesn't move across. Don't use old electric items, loose wires. Make sure flexes do not trail over work surfaces or in water. Loose wire or no water is going to be a problem. Take care in pulling out mobile electrical equipment. Do not strain your table. And never use water to cut an electric fire. Only CO2 fire extinguisher. Water is a conductor of electricity. It will give you a shock. It'll kill you. It will also allow it to spread. Guidelines for lifting and carrying heavy equipment, heavy objects. You have to know the size of the load. You have to be well balanced. If it is too heavy for you, get help. So you're not the person. You have to keep your feet apart. You have to bend your knees up at the waist while picking up the load. When you pick it up, keep your legs apart, bend your knees, keep a straight back so that there's no pressure on your back. Tuck in your chin, hold load close to your body so that the entire body can support you. Straighten up your leg, use your leg muscles, they're not weaker than your back muscles. Back muscles will hurt very much. Watch your head while walking. Upload with feet apart, knees bent, back straight. Ensure hands and feet are clear from the object while being put down. So when you're putting it down, your fingers don't get jammed. Cleaning agents and chemicals. Now this is another very important aspect. Housekeeping, even anything when it comes to cleaning, even ordinary detergent has chemicals. They need to be handled properly. So you have to use the right cleaning agent for the right job, first of all. You can't use something which is not required for this job and use it on another one, you will create even a bigger hazard. You have to use the correct amount, correct dilution. Mixing two chemical agents can also create a problem. Their storage becomes an issue. Should not be direct sunlight, should be away from food. So you have to store these agents also properly. And then when you're using it, you have to use different agents, different cloth for different agents. One cloth you use for all agents, you may have a reaction on that cloth only. Wherever possible, wear gloves. In fact, always wear gloves while using toxic cleaning agents. But wherever possible, wear gloves. It'll prevent your skin from getting burned from chemicals. And if chemicals get splashed on you, by mistake or whatever, clean that area well, clean, go put cold water on it, seek medical assistance immediately. Now, guidelines for dealing with bomb scare and attacks. You have your normal, so we started with this, we're going to end with this also. So you had your normal emergency procedures, which you outlined, you did your crisis management, you've done your crisis work. You have to consider the following. When a bomb threat is received, so you've done all that, but when a bomb threat is received at work, you have to consider the, you have to keep these things in mind. You have to keep the caller on the line who's actually delivering the as long as possible. Try and record. Make the caller repeat. Try and record. Try and get as much information as possible. Make the caller aware that what he is doing is going to cause a lot of deaths, a lot of harm. Then assess whether the caller is drunk, young, male, female, calm, excited. What is causing him to give these threats? Pay attention to all the background noises you can hear. So you can identify these when you notify the authorities. Because once you get a bomb threat, you know, you need to be aware of everything. What did you hear? Was the caller drunk? Was he excited? Was he calm? How much information could he get out? Did you record the conversation? What are the background noises? It helps the police at the end of the day to find the caller. What does the caller sound like? Did he have a British accent, American accent, French accent, Indian accent, South Indian accent, typical North Indian accents, various types of accents? You have to immediately inform the management of the company and the emergency services. It's a bomb threat. He can't sit on that information. You inform the security. They will check everything. Unfamiliar vehicles, they will check suspicious items, they will check strange packages which have been received. All, you have to be wary of all these aspects. But you have to be prepared at any given point of time. There's another aspect now. Cyber threats is the latest of them. Cyber threats not only attack your hotel database, they attack through your Wi-Fi, try and attack your guests' computers also. So using strong passwords and changing them regularly would help. Building firewalls is very important. Being careful of information which has been shared online, both in public and private settings. Emails and text messages, which allows you to unknown senders, clicks on something, putting a cyber worm. Using a VPN connection so that it can't be traced by using a public Wi-Fi, not a good idea. Making sure all your devices, your computers in a hotel and your phone devices are all up to date with the software updates. Very, very important. Cyber threat is another threat which, you know, comes from nowhere. You have to have strong security measures such as firewalls, encryptions. Your employees should be very well educated in terms of best practices of cyber security. I mean, employees alone at night not watching porn, downloading viruses, regular monitoring and protection of all your equipment in your hotel. Being prepared to have cyber, this has been shuts down your entire system. What are you going to do? Your whole cyber attack shuts down your hotel's operating system. What are you going to do? How are you going to do billing? I mean, if your guest rooms are using key cards, they all come out from a software. So anything you can do. See, at the end of the day, software is everything, you know, your key card in a guest room. So you check in a guest from 10th to 12th. The key card will only work for those 2 days. But if the system only is crashed, the system will not take the key card. The door will not open. So cyber security can create a lot of problems in a hotel. Especially with technology being used everywhere now. So it's very important to be to have a plan in place, to have a backup plan in place. You need to protect not only your own data, but you need to protect your guests and their data. Very, very important. Cyber security should never be ignored by hotels. See, safety and security is a very important aspect of every hotel. without safety and security, you go nowhere. If you do not have proper safety and security in the, have your drills in place, have your crisis management in place, have your fire safety in place, have your standard operating procedures to keep everyone safe, you need to have cyber security in place. You need to have all this in place, whether you're a small hotel or a big hotel. Safety and security is a very important aspect of hotels. It builds the confidence of your guests. Not only that, it keeps you and your business safe. With that, I'd like to thank you for your time.